T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 7:33. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, January 12th. A winter storm blew through south-central Kansas during the early morning hours yesterday. Heavy rain at first, and then falling temperatures, freezing rain, sleet, and snow. Alan King, Wichita's director of public works and utilities, had road crews prepping the streets at about midnight yesterday, but the rain washed a lot of that away, so they started again at about 4 in the morning yesterday.
We'll keep treating until we get the results we want, which are all arterial streets in good travelable condition. We want to try to get down to bare pavement on all arterials. Don't really know how long that will take, but we'll just continue to put all 60 trucks on 12-hour shifts, laying down salt sand mix until we achieve those sorts of conditions.
The city is treating the arterials, the main streets. However, side and residential streets are untreated, and many of them are extremely slick. Kansas Highway Patrol troopers and Wichita police officers worked more than 150 traffic accidents yesterday morning. Take a look at that weather forecast here on a Friday morning, heading into the weekend. Meteorologist Dan Holliday with us. Dan?
Well, good morning. We are back to the habits of having the heater on high and a heavy coat on as more cold air is in place, and we will cloud up throughout the day with a high 23. Northeast winds will make it feel more like 5 to 10 below zero throughout the afternoon. Cloudy and 10 for the low tonight. Sunny 23 tomorrow, and we may be back above freezing Sunday with a high in the low 40s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now, we have a wind out of the north under clear sky. It is 9 degrees with a wind chill at minus 7. After that blast of winter weather created some problems yesterday, traffic, power outages, some school closings in the area. However, Wichita Public Schools, along with Hayesville, Derby, and Mulvane, remained open. Wichita School spokeswoman Susan Arensman tells KNSS News.
We know it kind of got a little more dicey than we anticipated, but by the time that happened, we have schools that start at 6:50 a.m., and so we already had buses on the road picking up kids.
She says overall, things went pretty well yesterday. She says a special team makes closing decisions for USD 259. Another death involving faulty Takata airbags, forcing Ford Motor Company asking owners of some Ranger pickups to get them off the road.
A man was killed in West Virginia in July in a wreck involving his 2006 Ford Ranger, equipped with a faulty Takata airbag. The second death in a Ford Ranger in a problem that's led to an ongoing recall that began in 2016 that spanned the auto brands, now covering over 40 million vehicles, including more Toyotas and Hondas, in a recall announcement made this week. Takata's faulty airbags use the chemical ammonium nitrate to create a small explosion and fill airbags quickly in a crash. But the chemical can deteriorate, causing the hot metal canister to turn into deadly shrapnel, killing 21 worldwide and injuring at least 180. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A law enforcement chase involving a suspect in a stolen car started outside the Wichita city limits, and it ended up downtown, in the water. Wichita Police Officer Charlie Davidson says a Sedgwick County Sheriff's Sergeant was chasing a stolen Dodge Neon about 9:30 Wednesday night. A Wichita officer was putting stop sticks in the roadway near Maple and Ridge. The car sped toward the officer, swerving away at the last second. The chase ended up downtown.
The pursuit did continue to the apartment complex at Central and Waco, where the driver exited a moving vehicle in the parking lot and fled on foot. The stolen vehicle then rolled into the river, and officers located and arrested the suspect in the area of the Riverside tennis courts.
That suspect, a 32-year-old man, arrested for aggravated assault of a law enforcement officer and a felony charge of fleeing from police. A woman from Kansas who embezzled more than $200,000 from her Sedgwick County employer sentenced to 5 years probation and must make restitution.
The Sedgwick County District Attorney said 36-year-old Misty Leaker of Mays was sentenced Wednesday for embezzling from ERI Solutions in Colwich. She pleaded guilty earlier to felony theft, computer crime, and unlawful use of a financial card. Prosecutors say Leaker, who was an accountant at the firm, used a company credit card to make $209,666 in unauthorized purchases. Leaker could serve nearly 3 years in prison if she violates her probation. She made an initial payment of $15,000 toward restitution Wednesday and was ordered to make a minimum monthly payment of $500. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A determined dog walks 20 miles from her new owners. She wanted to be back with her original family, and she did it more than once.
Kathleen is a 6-year-old Great Pyrenees mix whose family had to give her up. So another family 20 miles away from their home in Seminole, Oklahoma, adopted her. But Kathleen wanted to be with her original family and ran away to return home. Well, after she managed to find her way back twice, they decided to turn her over to an animal shelter that's now looking for a new home for Kathleen. The adoption fee is just $25, but no guarantee she won't head out for her old home again. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Authorities in Texas on the hunt for a serial bank robber. They're calling him the Social Security Bandit.
Robert Wooten, a 40-year-old black male described as a career criminal who's accused in a string of armed robberies in Houston dating back to October, in which police say he holds convenience store clerks at gunpoint, demanding cigarettes and cash. But that's not the interesting part.
They're calling this guy Social Security because he has his Social Security actually tattooed across his forehead.
Veteran HPD investigator Frank Heenan says Wooten also has his Houston area code 713 tattooed on his neck. We're told no one's been injured in the robberies and that it's just a matter of time before the Social Security bandit is caught. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Prime Minister of Thailand evaded journalist questions. He brought out a life-size cardboard cutout of himself, and then he told reporters to ask it questions instead of him.
Ah.
He then turned around and walked away, leaving the cardboard cut-up standing there. Of course, the press just kind of sat there and laughed awkwardly and didn't know what to do. The prime minister had briefly spoken to the media after attending an event promoting an upcoming Children's Day, but then he deployed his dodging tactic before anyone could ask him about pressing political issues. It's not the first time this guy has dumbfounded the media. He's a general who seized power in a coup 4 years ago. He has fondled the ear of a sound technician for several minutes during one impromptu news conference. He flung a banana peel at a cameraman. And he threatened with some sort of gruff humor to execute any journalist who criticized his government.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to execute you.
There you go.
No, really.
That's the prime minister in Thailand.
Sounds like a great
guy.
Never
a dull moment, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. The Venerable Museum of Fine Arts in Boston has gone to the dogs. The museum has now introduced a new member of its staff, a puppy named Riley, who will be trained to sniff out insects or other pests that could damage priceless works of art. They say that the insects are an ongoing concern for museums. There's already existing protocols to handle infestation. But the little puppy will add another layer and help sniff out pests that humans can't see. New member of the Boston staff there at the Museum of Fine Arts. And here's another animal.
It's the cutest solution.
The indoor zoo in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, dedicated to birds, has another new member. It's a baby two-toed sloth. The National Aviary introducing 5-month-old Vivian Lee. That's
Vivian Lee.
This was after acquiring it from a breeder in Florida. It'll be hand-raised by experts, so it will be comfortable around humans and well-prepared for its role as an educational ambassador. Now, sloths are rainforest animals, but their habitat is decreasing pretty rapidly because of human activity. The aviary hopes that Vivian will help teach visitors how they can protect rainforests. That's at the Pittsburgh National Aviary in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It is 7:42 with Steve and Ted in the morning. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The title of my next story just says, Robot Strippers?
Cool.
So we'll delve into that when we come back.
I've watched the YouTube video.
You just shrugged your shoulders. Should I not get into this?
No.
It's not as exciting as it might sound.
No, it really isn't.
It's time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS. Prairie Fire coffee, the freshest coffee in the Wichita area. Prairie Fire coffee beans roasted fresh right here in Wichita. You can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office. Here's the phone number, 267-3771. Or you go online, prairiefirecoffee.com. KNSS News Time, 7:42.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.